probably the most common barrier was something summed up by one of the CTOs talking as from a vendor community. They said what they see is often managed services requested with some cloud sprinkled on top. That in many cases we get so caught up in the technical aspects of this that we lose the basics and we really weren't getting a value proposition out of cloud.
Lose the basics, meaning the basics of what cloud fundamentally has to offer, you mean?
Exactly. We've gotten away from the fact that cloud is a standards-based approach. It's a new business model. It requires us to think about our requirements maybe in a little different way. And that as we fail to take care of the basics, it was skewing our results and our ability to actually effectively use cloud.
You don't say it quite this way in the report, but the impression I got reading through it was that a lot of agency leaders felt like they wanted to just, you know, in place, drag and drop their existing IT environments from their legacy environments straight into the cloud, really without any modification. Is that close to right?
Well, I think that that is one of the ways in which cloud adoption is being seen. And then there are those who think it's a total change and they have to rethink everything. And so we suggest a more practical approach than either of those answers that takes into account the fact that cloud is a new business model. It has some new things we need to think about. But on the other hand, we don't need a complete rethink and we don't need to have massive re-engineering projects either.
The report talks about false choices that agencies sometimes make when they're planning their transition to the cloud. What are some of those false choices?
Well, there's a couple of versions of false choices. One is sometimes we say, well, I can get you that cost savings, but I'm going to give up security, or I'm going to give up name your dimension of need. So that's a false choice. We often are comparing things and not really understanding the requirements. Or, yes, the false choice will be, well, I need 5 nines of availability. Well, do we really have 5 nines of availability today with the system we run? And so we compare what that false choice gives us in price and cost and flexibility to the thing we have today, and we're not really comparing apples to apples.
Why does that happen? Why do people inflate the availability and the security that they have in their current systems? That's curious to me.
Well, I don't think it's intentional. I think what happens, though, is when you have a loss of control and a perception that you're losing control, and it's mostly a perception issue, not a reality, and it's not something you can feel and touch, there's a tendency to overprescribe the answer, to feel more secure that what you're giving up, you're taking care of in some set of requirements. And so it's in some ways a trust question.
And I think that gets to our cost point on that we kind of made on the front end. If you start to overspecify and go beyond standards, you're sort of defeating the point of getting cost savings out of cloud, because those savings just evaporate if you start layering on government-specific needs or perceived needs.
Well, that's exactly right. When you lose the standardization game, you're losing the most fundamental aspect of what cloud is. Cloud is all about high usage, high efficiency in the usage of a set of very costly assets in a very large standardized pool. If you go and look at some of the major cloud providers, they have enormous pools of highly standardized equipment, lower cost for the equipment, lower cost to administer the equipment, ability to find a particular bug and fix it across a very large installed base. So it's an economy of scale game based on standards. When we don't standardize, we've lost the fundamentals of the cloud business model.
And so if you're an agency IT leader who's contemplating this shift, what advice would you have as you go through that process of trying to figure out what your actual needs are, vice your perceived needs?
Well, one is the best way to test your perceived needs is to actually baseline what you have today. And we're not saying massive multi-year studies of baselines, but frankly, you can often get the necessary data to understand your baseline by simply going back and looking at artifacts you already have, most agencies have very good logs of when they had downtime. They have good understandings of what kinds of security attacks they face. Harvest that data, turn it into a baseline, and understand what you've really got. You're often not, you don't have a massive need that's much higher than your baseline. Or if you do, you're very aware of why that delta exists.
The report also talks about making sure that you have a way to exit from the cloud service. What are you getting at there? Are agencies sometimes facing cost prohibitive fees to take their data with them when they decide to end an arrangement?
Well, there's lots of different questions there, but it is one of the places where agencies are most nervous, and I think it's a very good reason to be nervous. If I put all of my things in this basket, when time comes to recompete, when time comes that maybe the vendor is moving in a different direction than we are, whether it's price or technology, whatever, how do I exit and move to the next vendor? And we've seen this problem in not just cloud, but managed services, seat management, other places. So you've got to do your planning. Part of that planning is good standards. If I'm using standards that are relatively common across multiple providers, then my path to moving my data, the path to transitioning, is much smoother. But to the degree you've used non-standard tools or features, you're going to have an engineering effort to move to a new provider who doesn't offer those non-standard features. And so you can get to a very cost-prohibitive environment where you essentially feel like you're locked in. And so, again, using standards, you can reduce that risk. You can improve your visibility of how to exit.
So we already mentioned acquisition as one of the barriers for transitioning to cloud. For the agencies who've managed to overcome that and fit what they need inside the requirements of the FAR, I know there's not one thing that they've done, but what are some of the ways that they've made the cloud business model work with federal regulations?
Agencies have done a number of things. They have issued fixed price contracts, but they get billed on a usage basis, or they put tiers in, and I get billed within a tier, and then when I need to change tiers, some agencies have to have a contract mod. Sometimes they allow just the billing to change. There's a number of different ways in which they've done it. What we found in talking to most agencies who've done it, they are satisfied that they are getting the work done and they are moving forward, but they are not entirely satisfied that they're harvesting the full value of the cloud agility, the cloud elasticity that they might get if they could do a better job of fitting their procurement into the FAR. And that's why we've got some recommendations in that space.
Is there anywhere, or should there be, some kind of repository of use cases and best practices for ways that agencies have fit cloud adoption into the FAR or have done costing methodologies that make sense? Is there one place that anyone can turn when they're looking for how to do this right or do this well?
Well, there's a lot of different places. There's one place I'll point out that's relatively new. We are standing up what are called category hallways within the federal government, where we provide data on various categories. For example, outsourcing. Cloud is a predominant form of outsourcing, and so these government accessible hallways have many artifacts in this space. They're new. They're just growing. They're not fully mature yet by any means, but they are becoming that place where the buyer can go and access many things. Of course, you've also got groups like ACT IAC, who publish a number of things on this space, and other groups who publish. We have a new business model. We've got to instantiate that new business model in our contracts with the vendor community, and that means the CIO, the CFO, and the Chief Acquisition Officer all have a role to play in figuring out how this new business model really fits within the financial acquisition and programmatic operations of the CIO. And working together, we can solve this and actually harvest the value of cloud. And that's really the point of this report.
It's a new thing, and I guess like anything else, agencies will get better at it with practice.
Absolutely. This is a maturing process.